Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. This is Atlanta's exclusive home for Atlanta Braves baseball, bringing you the latest on the Braves all year. Now, the Fan presents the Braves Clubhouse Report.
High fly ball, deep left center. That one's arcing toward the stands. It's gone!
Presented by Arrow Exterminators. Call 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com.
Smashed high in the air, deep right field, out to the chop house, and it's gone.
This is the home of the Braves, the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Now, the Braves Clubhouse Report.
Hope you're having a great Wednesday. We are happy to have you with us here on the Braves Clubhouse Report. We do it every Wednesday, all year round, 2 to 2:30 here on 680 The Fan. Alongside Wiley Ballard, Kevin McAlpin here with you till the bottom of the hour. And, boy, we got a lot to get to here, Wiley, over the next 30 minutes, including Brian Snitker, who's going to join us here in just a few moments. Snit, a finalist for the National League Manager of the Year Award. He joins Buck Showalter and Dave Roberts. We will check in with the Braves skipper coming up here in just a few moments. But, of course, we are officially now into hot stove season. It is the off season. The World Series has come and gone. Houston Astros getting the job done. And happy for Dusty Baker to see him finally check that box, because, Wiley, that's been the one thing we've talked a lot about. He's accomplished so much over his career. 25 years as a manager, though, one thing that was missing was that World Series title. Well, he doesn't have to worry about that anymore.
Well, I mean, if you look at the guys who have won 2,000 games at the Major League level, he was the only one who had won 2,000 without a World Series championship, rectified that on Saturday. And, you know, I don't think it's wrong if you're still a little frustrated with the cheating scandal with Houston. And, you know, you don't – there might be some people out there don't love seeing them win the title. You know, but I do think collectively, I think we can all look at Dusty Baker and say, you know what, I can root for that guy and I'm happy for him. And nice that he can finally add one that he got as a player, or two as one he got as a player in 81 with the Dodgers. And really cool to see a guy like him who, you know, before that Houston opportunity really surfaced and all the scandal, I think if you had asked him, he thought that he probably didn't have any more chances to major or manage the major league level. Yeah. I'm not sure he thought he was going to get that fifth opportunity. But really happy for Dusty.
73 years old, like I said, 25 years as a manager. Houston Astros take down the Phillies. And that Philly team, I think, is going to be one that folks here in Atlanta, they're going to have to deal with along with the Mets. This division is going to be really, really tough for a long, long time to come.
You can make a compelling argument. It might be the toughest in baseball. Yeah. I mean, look, the Nats are in a bad spot, real bad spot. And they'll have some new ownership at some point, the expectation, but they've got some work to do, clearly. Miami, we've talked about the pitching for years and years and years, but if at some point they don't get some offense, it's not really going to matter.
Yeah.
But they got a new manager in Skip Schumacher. But no, I think you look at the top three of the division between the Phillies, which I still think, like, it's far from a perfect team, but from a confidence standpoint and sort of the it factor standpoint, they had that going this October. Braves have won the division five straight years. And look, I know the Mets finished with a whimper, and I'm not saying I feel bad about that, but given some of the talent that they have on that roster, specifically on the mound, I know they just inked Edwin Diaz to a long deal for a relief, I guess a major league record for both average annual value for a reliever as well as years for a reliever, or his total value over $100 million. But for me, you know, I think that those three teams, it's going to be quite the tussle. And I still think Atlanta's the best team on paper. But, I mean, as we saw, I mean, anything can happen in a season.
No doubt about it. All right, well, let's go. Let's waste no time, because we do have the skipper, Brian Snitker, joining us here on the Braves Clubhouse Report. And, Snit, first off, man, congratulations. I texted you the other night. And, look, I guess if it can't be you, win another one. And seeing your son get a World Series title, that's got to be a pretty cool feeling for you guys as well, right?
No, it was awesome. It was awesome. I'm very proud of him and where he's come in his career. And it's kind of nice. You know, I don't know that it's ever happened before that we got to keep it in the family.
Well, and you have bragging rights too, Snit. I mean, you get the first one. So that's got to go a long way, I'm sure, at Thanksgiving dinners when you guys all get together. You still have the first one out of the two.
I told Ronnie we got to dust off the shelf and let him you know, put his trophy up there now for a year. So it's really cool. I mean, that's a really neat thing. It's a really hard thing to accomplish, as we know. And, you know, like I said, I'm very proud of him.
Well, Snit, first and foremost, I'm sure you're excited for Troy, but for Dusty Baker specifically, a guy who's been in the game as long as he has and had so much success at a bunch of different stops, what was your reaction when you saw him raising that World Series trophy?
Well, it's good. I mean, you know, like any of us, I think, that have been in the game a long time and given our life to the game, it's you feel good when you reach that pinnacle. And I don't think he needed that by any stretch to become a Hall of Fame worthy. But it's, I know, I'm sure he felt as good today as I did a year ago right now. So, and still do, as a matter of fact. So, you know, it's a great accomplishment for anybody that you know, that gets an opportunity to experience it.
No doubt about it. Brian Snitker joining us here on the Braves Clubhouse Report. Snit, I would say, you know, you get some downtime, but that's really not the case for your world anymore, right? I mean, you guys wrap up a season, and the day after, I'm sure you're already looking ahead to 2023, right?
No, yeah. You know what? I talk to Alex, probably every other day. He keeps me, you know, up on what's going on. I mean, he never lets any grass grow under his feet, that's for sure. I mean, the day after the season starts is when he started – you know, working at putting together this roster for 23. So, you know what, we got, you know, winter meetings coming up and there, you know, things like that. So, you know, the off seasons are pretty busy. So, you know, you try and catch a nap every now and then, but, you know, there's always something going on.
When it comes to that communication, I mean, I'm sure there's some teams that don't have maybe as much back and forth with the on-the-field personnel to the front office. I mean, how nice is it to have those kinds of open lines of communication where, you know, he's seeking your input and vice versa on what you guys are going to do over the next few months?
No, it is, and he's asked everybody. I mean, I think that's one of Alex's strengths is that, you know what, he just wants to get it right. He doesn't have to be right, and he uses every resource available from the clubhouse guys, the coaches, the trainers. If you're walking the halls down there, you know, he's going to want your opinion, and I think that's a really good thing to do. I think it's a great trait to have, and I think it's, you know, speaks well with the trades we've made, the acquisitions, free agents, and all that, how well these guys fit in when we get them.
You know, Snit, I want to ask you a specific question about the catcher spot on your team. Travis d'Arnaud clearly has been so good for you guys. Silver Slugger a couple of years ago, ranks near the top of the charts when it comes to framing defensively. And he signed through next year, got a team option the year after that. But on the William Contreras side of things, I'm curious, what did you see from him defensively this year? Did you see some improvement from where he was 2 years ago?
Yeah, I saw a lot of improvement in his whole game. I mean, he's still got work to do defensively. He's got to buy into, you know, that his number one responsibility is that pitcher and calling the game and the defensive part of it. And you know, he's a young guy. He loves to hit. He makes a lot of improvement, I think, defensively. But he's still got ways to go. I mean, and really it's just experience that he got over, you know, 2 years ago, the experience he got last year. I think having a guy like Travis to, you know, to be there and to bounce things off of and to watch him, how he prepares and how he goes about it, is going to do nothing but benefit William as he goes forward.
Snit, when it comes to Travis d'Arnaud, I mean, this guy's 33 years old. He'll be 34 in February. But he's a guy that, I mean, he loves to go to the post for you. I know back in 2021, this guy caught just about every inning in your postseason run. It just seems like even though maybe he's a little bit further along in his career, this is a guy that I'm sure he wants to, you know, he'll do whatever he can to talk his way into a lineup with you, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think we've done a really good job of, you know, which – two things, you know, it's nice when you have two guys and you don't have to wear Travis out. And, you know, you'd be aware of the wear and tear on him, his age, you know, kind of, you know, I tried not to use him more than 3 days in a row over the course of the summer. And what that does is that gets William, you know, so a lot of games to play and, you know, have an option of DH in either one of those guys. So Travis is awesome. I mean, we're blessed to have him. He's just the perfect guy to have on your staff because he is so involved with our pitchers, the game calling, the defensive part of it. And then, you know what, he can still hit. So we're very fortunate to have a guy of Travis's caliber to continue and, you know, got him locked up for a few more years.
We're joined by Braves manager Brian Snitker. As far as the automatic ball strike system goes, I know the AFL is using, or the Arizona Fall League right now is using that challenge system, as in if there's a call you don't like as a hitter, you can challenge the call and they'll review it using their Hawkeye system. Have you paid much attention to that these last couple of weeks in the Arizona Fall League?
No, not at all. I haven't watched it. I haven't. I'm aware of it, but I really haven't taken the time to even look at it.
So it would be safe to say you don't have any strong opinions on that right now?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, I'm kind of for it. Mm-hmm. Honestly, get tired of listening to guys bitch and everything. So if they can get it to where it's accurate, then I'm all for it.
Well, Snit, we do know some new rules are coming to baseball next year. The shifts will be banned, in addition to some other things, the pitch clock and things of that nature. But I want to go back to the start of this season, because the DH, which you had 2 years ago, was gone in 2021. Now it was back. And now that you've had a couple of years to sort of live in that universal DH world, how much has that kind of changed your strategy and what you guys talk about and how you sort of forecast a game as it goes on when it starts getting sixth, seventh, eighth inning of ball games?
No, it's still, I mean, it doesn't make the game any easier, that's for sure. I mean, there's still a lot that goes into running a bullpen and, you know, getting your matchups and with the three batter minimum, you know, that thing's always going to be a part. But, you still need a deep bullpen. It just sometimes, actually, when the pitchers were hitting, it was a kind of a foregone conclusion that reliever was out of the game. And now you got to kind of factor in a few more things, pitches, stressful innings, things like that, if you're going to keep running a guy out there. It's still, I like it. I like the DH. With the lack of the hitting that most of these guys do growing up, I said for every Max Fried and Adam Wainwright, you got, you know, 30 guys that don't want to be in the box. So I like the DH rule in itself.
And, you know, I wanted to ask you about this rookie class specifically this year. Obviously, Spencer Strider, Michael Harris, two of the three nominees in the National League, extremely special for your team. But really, across the sport, I mean, you got some guys like Jeremy Payne, who just won the World Series MVP. Guys like Bobby Witt Jr., O'Neill Cruz aren't even nominated for Rookie of the Year. You throw in Julio Rodriguez, Adley Rutschman. In your mind, do you think that the industry has gotten better at getting these guys ready to play earlier than, say, 10, 15, 20 years ago?
I don't know if the industry does. We don't leave them in the industry in the minor leagues long enough to learn to play. I think I think it's all these extra games that they play and international games they play and, all these, the perfect game type things. And, you know, they play with everybody. They play in the stadiums. I mean, it's not that big a deal for them to, in that third deck we used to talk about years ago, but now these guys, they all grow up playing in these major league stadiums, playing international competition, so I think they grow up a lot faster. But as far as the industry goes, we're not leaving them in the minor leagues long enough to, in my opinion, to learn how to play the game. That's why the learning and development doesn't stop at the big leagues anymore. You have to continue to work with these guys, and you have to teach them to play at the major league level.
Brian Snitker joining us here on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. A couple of more minutes with the Braves skipper. And, Snit, I want to go back to a couple of those young guys with Michael Harris and with Spencer Strider and throw Vaughn Grissom in there as well. I know you're asked all the time during the season if they're exceeding expectations, and I'm sure you really don't know what to expect when these guys come up, but just how much fun is it to see the way you bring up Michael Harris, and he has an immediate impact defensively. Spencer Strider helps solidify your rotation. Vaughn Grissom, when you lose Ozzie Albies, he comes out there and plays every day for you and had some huge moments. How much fun is it to just see these 21, 23-year-old kids have that kind of an immediate impact at this level?
Oh, it's good. I mean, it speaks, I think, volumes to your scouting department, number one, to identify these guys to get them in our system. And then your player development staff that, what they're doing with them on a daily basis. And because you don't know what they're going to do when they get here. I mean, when I managed in the minor leagues all those years, I'd always tell the general manager that, they've done everything they can do here. What they're going to do when they get up there, I have no clue. So you don't. I mean, a lot of these guys, probably in Strider and Michael's case, did better in the major leagues than they did in the minor leagues. So you just never know when that's going to happen. And when they get here and they do that, obviously they're going to help you win games. And it's kind of cool to watch how they, how they approach the game. And because, they're still learning. They're still learning routine and the league. And that's when, after they see these guys for a while, that's when you really find out what you got, because they're not going to surprise, when we go into camp and we go into the season next year, they're not going to surprise anybody, and they're going to be ready for them. So now they're going to have to, start peeling off layers and making their own adjustments.
And in the case of Vaughn Grissom, you saw Strider and Harris for a good portion of the year. Vaughn came up there in August, played about 40 games. It's I'm sure it's too far to tell or too early to tell what his future is going to be, but do you have something in mind positionally where he fits best moving forward, not even specific to next year, but just over the course of his big league career?
Well, I think he's a versatile guy, so I think it is, where he'll fit wherever we need him. I mean, it's, when you look back when we brought Austin Riley up, he played left field. When Chipper broke in, he was an outfielder and ended up being a Hall of Fame third baseman. So I think it's, we're at a stage right now where we solidified our club. We got a pretty strong nucleus of a team that we're, we're fielding. So I think these guys have the capabilities of wherever the need is. I think they can fill in because they're good athletes.
Should be a lot of fun to follow. Snit, wrapping up, what are the next few weeks? I know the winter meetings are coming up second week of December. They'll be out in San Diego. And then, man, once you get past the holidays, I'm sure you guys start getting the itch like the rest of us to get down to Northport. But what do the next few weeks look like for you? Get a chance to spend a little bit of time with family, get a little bit of downtime?
Yeah, got a couple of trips planned. Troy and I are going to do a little hunting. Nice. I know Ronnie and I, we have a trip planned after the first of the year. But you're right. Once the holidays hit and the calendar turns to 2023, I mean, we'll wake up and we'll be in spring training, like we dreamed about the off season. So it goes fast. The seasons go fast. These off seasons go even faster because you are so busy all the time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Certainly some well-deserved downtime, Snit. We always appreciate catching up with you. I'm sure the grandbabies are keeping you busy as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got them here right now. So Uncle Troy just got home today, so they got the balloons and all the signs and everything welcoming him with a new World Series champion home. So, they're going to have a big time, and we'll have a nice little family celebration tonight that he got.
Awesome. Well, we're not going to keep you any longer, Snit. As always, it's great to catch up. And, man, we'll look forward to doing it again real soon.
All right, Kev. Thanks. Good to hear you guys.
You too. Thanks, that's Brian Snitker. We'll step aside for a break. Lots more to get to on the other side here on the Braves Clubhouse Report on The Fan.
The Braves Clubhouse Report on 680 The Fan.
Cold months in the South mean that rodents, critters, and pests are trying to find a way into your warm house. Luckily, you can trust the pros at Arrow Exterminators to keep your home pest-free inside and out. Arrow protects homes and businesses and is the official pest control provider of Truist Park and the Braves, so you know you're getting the best from the best. To set up a free pest inspection, call 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com.
Meet Harper, teammate at Truist.
Hello.
She was born to care and always had your back. Like the time her friend's bumper car took a gnarly hit.
Oh, no.
His retainer went flying, but Harper caught it before it got crushed. Today, Harper's a teammate at Truist, the bank with Truist One checking. With no overdraft fees, $100 negative balance buffer, and automatic upgrades, Truist One checking has your back, too. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. $100 negative balance buffer. Eligibility requirements apply. Truist Bank, member FDIC.
Now, here's more Braves talk from inside the clubhouse. This is the Atlanta Braves Clubhouse Report, presented by Arrow Exterminators on the home of the Braves, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
I think the most impressive part of that conversation was Snit. He's got the grandbabies, Thunder and Lightning, he calls them.
Yep.
We didn't hear him.
Didn't
in
hear
the
him.
Background. That's good grandparenting right there. Good to catch up with Brian Snitker. Appreciate his time joining us here on the Braves Clubhouse Report. Now, I'm sure Wiley, he's as entrenched into the hot stove as the rest of us are. We know that you still have a few days left to go to negotiate with free agents who were under your control last year. So I'm sure he's like the rest of us, man, keeping one eye on MLB Network and keeping an eye on any text that might come through from Alex Anthopoulos as well.
Oh, without a doubt. And to be honest with you, that's kind of what I wanted to ask Von Grissom question about. Because as you look at, where is his best spot on this team as you look at potential free agent acquisitions, obviously the big question is who's playing shortstop next year. Is it going to be Dansby Swanson? Is it one of those big four that are out there right now in the free agent market, those being Xander Bogaerts, who officially opted out of his year with the Red Sox, and you've also got Trey Turner, Carlos Correa, and you've got some big teams that are in the market, or I should say big money teams that are in the market for shortstops. I mean, the Dodgers, obviously. I'm curious to see if the Yankees, what they want to do at shortstop as well, because they've got Anthony Volpe, and I think they're very high on Anthony Volpe, and you look at what Houston did, I guess, a year ago, and they said, Jeremy Peña is our guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of rolled with him. I don't know if the Yankees, A, have the belief in Volpe to do that, or B, feel confident in betting on a rookie to deliver for shortstop for the Yankees in what is clearly going to be a big year for Aaron Boone and Cashman, given how disappointing their finish was this year. And on top of that, you know, they got to spend some money if they want to keep Judge too. So I'm really interested to see who's in the shortstop market and at what level the Braves are interested in playing in. I don't know about you. I didn't get the impression that Vaughn Grissom's a guy who they want to turn the keys to just yet.
No.
So that would lead me to believe they're going to bring in somebody, whether it's Dansby or Bogarts or one of the two big, big guys in Turner, Correa. I'm really excited to see how that plays out.
Yeah, it's funny because everywhere you go, it's the question, is Dansby going to be back? I went to my son's school this morning. I was a guest reader, a mystery reader for his second grade class. And the teacher and the nurse, that's the first thing.
Sure.
Is Swanson going to be back? What's going to happen? And I said, you know what? After what happened last, I'm out of the prediction business. I don't know. But what I can tell, and I'm telling everybody this as well, is that if, and I'm not saying he's not, but if Dansby ends up going elsewhere, you're going to be okay at shortstop. I don't believe it's going to be Vaughn Grissom. I believe you're going to get a veteran guy in there, an offensive player, still a guy who's in the prime of his career. So I'm not making any predictions. I said all offseason last year, and it was obviously complicated with the lockout, but I said all offseason I felt like that was going to be the case, and so we'll see. But again, I know that Alex and his team, there's a plan A, B, C, D, E, and F on that board up in his office.
And none of them are getting out publicly.
None of them.
But I'm curious, I mean, if it's, let's say it's not going to be Dansby, okay? And again, who knows? But just for the sake of argument, if it's not going to be Dansby, do you have, of those other three, somebody that you think makes the most sense?
Is there one that I think makes more sense? Look, Trey Turner, to me, has always been the guy. Now, what's scary is, if you believe some of the things you read about Bryce Harper and Trey Turner and their relationship, Philadelphia is going to be in the market for a shortstop as
Bryson
well.
Bryson Stott?
Yeah. Okay, if I can get Trey Turner over Bryson Stott, I'm probably going the Trey Turner route. Yeah. So that complicates things not only with the Yankees, but also a team in your division. So that's why I think that when the pattern we've seen of Alex being aggressive in off seasons in the past, I don't expect that to be any different this year.
No, and I do think, I mean, we've talked a lot about the money that's coming off the books, off the payroll. I know Charlie Morton's back at 20, but still a guy like Adam Duvall, Kenley Jansen, and Dansby Swanson, those are three guys who are making a good chunk of change, and deservedly so last year. How do you package that into other places you want to add too? Because from a starting pitching standpoint, I mean, you've committed to Charlie, you've got Kyle, Freed, and Strider all kind of ready to go. I mean, that's a pretty ferocious top of your rotation. So I don't think you necessarily need to go out and land a big fish. Now, that's not me saying, hey, the Grom's on the market and wants to come. Verlander, let's do it.
Right.
But to me, I do think shortstop is at the top of that shopping list, which is why I think you could potentially play at that Carlos Correa, Trey Turner level.
Well, the one thing we do know is that no matter what direction they go, this is going to be a team that's going to be a top five payroll for a number of years to come. I mean, when you look at what they've already committed to with Matt Olson, with Austin Riley, Acuna, all be still very, very team friendly deals, but you're going to be playing in the level of an area where you're not used to being considered a top five payroll. So again, no matter what they do, and this is what I keep telling everybody, I think you're going to be happy no matter what.
Yes.
It might take a little while to get over if it's not who you want it to be, but man, with what Trey Turner can do on both sides of the ball, did you see the video, by the way, that
I
they
did.
Put out?
John
the
Hamm.
Hype video? Is this going to be a thing now? Are we going to do hype videos narrated by Hollywood? I mean, if I'm going to do it, I'm having Matt Chernoff voice mine if I ever hit the free agent market.
I'm sorry, Wiley's right here. You didn't hear the pipes? Why wouldn't you want him? Yes.
You can't throw one of those in there?
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Kevin McAlpin.
Don't tempt Brian Hoyt. I guess what I saw.
Wiley doing Wiley impressions of Hoyt doing Wiley. I love this. What a world.
That's next level.
What a world. Very meta.
Man, it really is. So I guess what I'm getting at is.
That's terrible.
You're going to be in good shape no matter what. Speaking of good shape, we have Matt Chernoff. Matt Chernoff's always in good shape.
Hi, gentlemen. Well, that's debatable, but good to see you both.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, so you were the mystery reader. What'd you read?
I read the. It's a version of The Big Bad Wolf, but it was a different version.
The Naughty Little Wolf? Like
no, it was
said.
The Not So Bad Wolf or something along those lines. It was actually pretty good. The kids liked
it.
Did
it hold your attention?
You read a version of The Big Bad Wolf where The Big Bad Wolf wins?
No. The Big Bad Wolf never wins.
Never wins.
It's not as bad.
It's just not
big.
As bad. Yeah.
The Misunderstood Wolf.
That's something along those
lines. Are we like changing the, we don't want it to be bad for the kids' sake?
No, they just hadn't read that one yet. Okay. They had the chair set up and all.
I don't want to have a spoiler in case anybody's listening who hasn't read it. How does it end?
I'm not going to tell you. It's a spoiler. We're not going to. Wiley, settle down over there.
That's funny.
Wiley's fired up today.
Yes, so.
What do you got coming up on the big show this afternoon, Matthew?
Oh, what is today? Well, it's Game Time Wednesday.
Is that right?
See what this is? Oh, 680, God. The Family Feud. We're playing the Family Feud to learn more about the hosts. We let the audience vote on a bunch of different categories involving our hosts.
Is that right?
So we'll see how that plays itself out. We will crack open the Chuck and Chernoff Falcon Vault at mid-season S,
kind
of middle of the road, to figure out how we're doing with those predictions. Get ready for the football weekend. There's a lot of stuff.
All right. Any hot stove? I mean, the hot stove's fired up.
Yeah,
we're getting there.
We're not there yet.
No, you're not
there. I heard you guys talking Dansby, and I've been a broken record on this. If it's not Dansby, I don't think the Braves are getting any of the other three, because I think Dansby's going to be the most affordable. Not to say the money. Wiley, please. Not to say that money's going to be the biggest concern, because they are going to go over $200 million, and they're going to be a top five payroll. But they have so many dollars committed that I don't think they're going to approach baseball's luxury tax. So I think it's Dansby or somebody we're not even thinking about. I don't think they're Correa's $30 million a year. I don't think they're doing that. I think Turner's going to be 27 to 30. I don't think they're doing that. Bogarts is probably going to be a little more than Dansby, and they want the leadership and the winning and all that stuff and all the jewelry and all those things. It's got to be Dansby.
Yeah. Well, the good news is, look, you feel pretty good about the offseason shopping list, right? There's not a whole – shortstop is obviously the glaring one.
Right.
Maybe bench, left field.
If you can move something of Ozuna or Rosario to open up something in left field, that's
– four words, Adrianza.
Left field.
Go ahead.
I would add this, though. We've noticed one thing about Alex every year. There's always a move none of us are expecting. Whether that was Donaldson out of the blue in 18, whether that was Will Smith that was like, wow, that came out of nowhere – it's usually quick. It's Charlie Morton, $20 million on the first day of free agency. So, Wiley, you got to calm down. But if
I'm not likable to begin with. But
I
disagree. This hurts my case.
You look great on TV the other day too. During the Georgia Tech game.
It was raining.
Did you guys see? They have Wiley in the end zone, like the side of the end zone. He has this. If it's a very I don't know. There's cinematography, kind of like this beautiful scene of Wiley, and then they go to the end zone shot over his shoulder and back up to the booth, and you're still talking. It was beautiful.
You know what? I got lucky.
No, you look great.
I'm a great producer.
You look great. What were you wearing? It was a nice jacket.
It was part of the Chuck Oliver collection.
Very nice. You look good.
Well, I appreciate that.
Didn't have the tag still on it, did it?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I tucked it underneath. Okay. I actually returned it this morning.
Okay. Smart. It's a good play. No, but you look great on TV. It's not that funny. It's not. So,
all right. Well, I think we've done enough damage for 30 minutes.
How was Snit? Snit's good.
Snit was great.
What do you think Snit's vacationing? I heard him say he's going on vacation.
That's a great question.
We had him as a 30A guy.
No, ooh. I think it's out of the country.
I don't see that.
No,
I don't see that being his brand. I don't see him in Cabo. I don't see him in
I can see him in New Zealand.
Wiley cracking himself up is my favorite thing.
I've been doing that a lot longer than today.
I'm going to say Italy. That's what I'm going with.
Italy.
I'm going with. We'll have to ask him. We'll find out.
What about Napa?
I did say the most, and that's a good one too.
Yeah, that's a better.
The most amazing thing is he has the grandkids there, and you didn't know it. So that's a professional move by the skipper.
This is not his first rodeo.
This is not. This is not. And it's not your first rodeo either. No. Wiley, we got to get out of the way. They got a lot to get to. Enjoyed it as always.
I don't think I need to say anything. I think that's it.
You can just
say it. Hoyt's got me covered.
Yeah. The big thanks to Brian Snitker for joining us. We'll do it again next week. Until then, Chuck and Chernoff are coming up next. We're out of here. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us for the latest on your Atlanta Braves on WCNN North Atlanta, a Dickey Broadcasting Station. Join the fan every Wednesday at 2 p.m. for all the latest news on your Atlanta Braves.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
A lifetime of hard work, children laughing in the kitchen, family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.